The producers of this podcast strongly recommend that you do not listen to the following broadcast if you are sober, or if you have any objection to racism, sexism, fascism, ignorance, intolerance, overindulgence, stereotyping, or objectification. Repetitive Trauma Radio reserves the right to accept absolutely no responsibility for the time you will inevitably waste listening to the following drivel.
Hello, this is Jalen.
Yeah,
hello.
I'm calling about a massage.
$60 for 45 minutes.
Do I get a small Oriental woman with small feet to walk on my back?
45 minutes, 60, 1 hour, 70. Okay.
I'm a midget. Do I get a discount?
No.
Do you have little stairs so I can get up on the massage table, or do you got a big muscular guy to throw me up on the table for me?
Table.
Yeah, you got a big guy to throw me on the table?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I get a small woman with
yes.
small feet to walk on my back?
Yes.
Do I have to pay extra?
I don't know.
Now, if I want a happy ending, do I have to tip by the stroke?
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is Shaolin massage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Massage. I want a hand massage.
Yeah, hand massage.
Yeah, with a happy ending.
Just come by. I don't know what you're talking about, happy ending.
You know
okay?
what I'm talking about. You know jerky
just come
jerky
by.
Long time?
Excuse me?
Jerky jerky long time? Do I have to pay by the stroke? If it takes me
200 Hello?
Strokes to get shot off, do I have to pay my tip by that stroke, or?
But just come by, sir, please. There's something wrong with my phone.
No, you just don't want to answer my question. Now, if she jerks me off 200 times, do I have to pay her by the dollar for each stroke? What if she
can't
count?
No, you just pay for 45 minutes for
$60.
$50? Yes.
Now, what if I want a man to stroke me off? Can I get a man
Excuse
to stroke me?
Me
off?
Can you call me back because of this phone is something wrong?
There's nothing wrong with the phone. You just don't want to answer the question.
Yes?
Can I get a big black man to jerk me off?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I get him to put massage oil on me? Jerk me off?
Just we give a big massage, okay?
Is he going to stick a finger in my ass?
Just come by, okay?
You still there? Hello? Bitch.
I am absolutely appalled at how much people in this country do not think.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. Down to business. I got my wild cherry dying Pepsi, and I got my blackjack gum here. I got that feeling. Yeah, that familiar feeling. Something rank is going down up there.
I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself.
Hey! No more Mr. Nice Guy!
If you want to complain, tell someone who cares.
Yes, you can go and go for a mashed bun.
I don't want to put that back up my nose. Oh, that does not go well. Welcome back to another week of Repetitive Trauma Radio. I'm sitting here with Penn and Kelly. Excuse me. Shouldn't stick things up your nose. It makes it all funny and tingly and makes you feel all weird. You can find us at www.myspace.com/RT Radio Show. www.repetitivetraumaradio.com and fanmail@repetitivetraumaradio.com. If you don't know how to spell it, just go to the MySpace gimmick or the Podomatic gimmick and you'll see how to spell it correctly.
Or they'll just be, what we'll do is we'll make sure that there's a link there. They can just click on it and it'll take them directly to it. So. Make it nice and easy.
Yeah, that's your department, not my department.
Yeah.
God, it was we had midget over.
Midget Mark, our IT guy. Oh, yeah. You know, we're supposed to be fucking calling him Wade Jordan now.
Yeah.
I'm boycotting that idea. He'll always be a fat little midget to me.
Wade Jordan is kind of a little, makes you sound fat. I don't know.
You're all fucking
Midget Mark just sounds like you sound like a pervert, and that's usually like closer to the mark.
You guys are just haters.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, so.
Well, speaking of haters, if you're a hater, you probably won't like this. Rumor has it you got something worked on with the Honky Tonk Hustlers there, Pin.
Yeah, that's right. We're this can be our official announcement. We're going to be running a contest. I got talking to T Junior from Honky Tonk Hustlers, and they're going to put up an autographed CD and poster for anybody that wants it. Really, all you got to do is give us a call, 877-69-RT-RADIO, 877-697-8723. Just call in, leave us a voicemail, tell us why you want it. That's about it.
If a person's overseas.
If they're overseas, they can, they can just email it in, right? Fanmail@repetitivetraumaradio.com. Because I know we got at least one listener there over the pond, so to speak, that likes the Hustlers. So coming up, two or 3 weeks into May there. Anyways, the guys are going to be on. We're going to get together with them. We'll go over all of the entries and we'll pick a winner.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Those are good guys, though. I like them. Real good music.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, it'll be awesome to get talking to them. They, over this weekend, they played at Talladega, so.
Sweet.
They played on Saturday, I think it was, yeah.
Wouldn't that have been the same day that Fat Boy was there?
Yep. Yeah, Bubba was Grand Marshal for the race on Saturday, and they were playing the same day. I forget what time they were playing, but...
Oh, look at that. They threw the fat man a bone.
Yeah. And from what I hear, the fat man threw the crowd a bone. He had the crowd say, gentlemen's... Or what? How did that go, Midget?
He started off with the gentleman, and the crowd shouted out, "Start your engines."
Right on.
I truly don't understand that NASCAR. I was trying to watch a little bit of it because somebody said, "Oh, turn it on, Rick." But they were showing in car cams. There's no fucking way you're gonna be comfortable sitting like that.
I used to get into it a little bit, but I mean, I wasn't no fanatic or anything.
You get these big bulky gloves on. You can't move your fucking neck. The steering wheel's up against your fucking belly. Your knees are up into the fucking steering wheel. There's no way you're comfortable.
I guess they need a yoga.
There. What's that?
So I guess they do yoga so they can fit in there like that.
Yeah, but one good leg cramp right there takes out half the field.
Could you imagine having an itch being in one of those tracks where it's just beating you, where you're constantly having to keep both hands on the wheel, and then you get a nose itch, and you got a helmet on with a fucking face mask. That would suck.
That's when you just turn right on an all-left fucking track.
But, I mean, this is their job, so fuck, they can't expect to be comfortable at it.
Yeah, look at the amount of money they make, though. Shoo-hoo.
Yeah, damn. Shit. Speaking of lots of money, Kelly, you've got something to talk about, don't you?
Yeah, last week is at the MS Walk, and our total as of walk day was over $17,000.
So, fucking hell.
Yeah, and we're expecting to close because we actually went under what we did last year.
I'm still telling you, every time you go around, you just give a new guy a handy, you'd earn a hell of a lot more money.
Oh, there was a couple of guys there that were cute. So that's
You just did that for free because they were cute, right?
No, it was freezing, man. I'm telling you, I'm just huddled up. Because, of course, we hit the crappy weather. The Heart Walk, which was the day prior to us, got the sunny, beautiful weather and stuff. And then everybody's telling me, no, it's supposed to be, sunny and rain's going to come, later, at 6 o'clock. I'm like, listen, I've got a fucking iPhone. I paid a lot of money for this thing. I said, I'm telling you right now, my iPhone for the past week has said we are going to get rain all day Sunday. It's like, don't doubt the technology. So you don't listen.
You should have gave Hummers to keep their tires. Then.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's too much work.
Charging an extra 10, you probably could have made a good $200,000 then.
I could have been pocketing that money.
So with a number like that, is that's got to be big enough for Jerry to announce that on his next telethon, right?
Dude,
that ain't Jerry, man. Yeah. Jerry's a totally different entity.
Yeah.
Well, look at you sticking up for her now, you bastard.
See.
Just leave me fucking hanging out there, blowing in the wind.
Yeah, the Canuck with his improper speech.
I thought it was amusing.
It's called an edumacation. Get one.
Everybody knows that Jerry Lee Lewis has Michael J. Fox on his show.
Jerry Lee Lewis? He's piano. He's the piano guy, you know, the Great Balls of Fire?
Yeah.
You're all the one that touches his girlfriend or cousin?
Cousin, yeah.
Well, either way, both of the Jerry Lees are kind of fucking freaky looking dudes, if you ask me. Yeah. A whole lot of kitty touching there, I tell you.
I don't know about all that, but... No, I haven't... We'll know in about 2 more weeks what the final total is for the walk, because we have 30 days to collect all the money and put it in.
So once you get it in, where exactly does it go? Like, there's obviously a national MS society, right?
Mm-hmm. The breakdown of the money is the actual... that. The West Virginia chapter is part of the Great American. So, and those, because those are in small rural areas, I forget how many areas are part of that, they pull together so they do get funding.
So what does funding consist of, though?
The president gets 50%, the board of directors.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, does it get funneled through bureaucracy, or does it actually go to something useful?
Oh, it goes to useful. It really helps with the programs. I mean, yeah, I think I've got a paid YMCA membership that's 3 times a week with a personal trainer in a separate room.
Okay, one concrete thing would be actual physical therapy.
Yeah, it's because physical therapy. I mean, if I tried to do physical therapy right now, I would be limited to only 20 visits per year, and then that would be it. Where the National MS Society pays for me to have a trainer at the Y who is trained as a therapist also. She can do the same thing for me, and actually, really, she goes above and beyond that in strengthening, not just focusing on the damaged parts, but on everything. Right, but there's also other programs too.
That's gotta make it worth it then when you can see a direct concrete result right in front of you, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to raise up money to start a night class, because not a lot of people are able to get to the day one. Okay, this is the actual breakdown of it. 3% of the money, where the money goes, 3% of it is to the administration of the National MS Society. That's paperwork and all those fees. 41% goes to local programs. 31% goes to research and national programs. 12% goes directly back at the fundraising, because we got to have posters and stuff. Yeah. And 5% is added to the net reserve. So that's just what we keep tallied for, you know, emergencies and stuff. But, I mean, I like that. 3% goes to administration. I'm like, shoot. Some of the figures I've seen from other disability programs and services and stuff that can't even come close to our figures. Cancer Society, oh, hell, theirs is way off, way off. Their administration part gets way more bigger chunk.
How about we get the hell out of here? I'm out of smoke, so I got to go get some.
All right. We'll be back after the smoke break.
He yearns his dough on the threshing crew. When he's off work, your body knows what to do. It's better not to worry, don't raise no doubt. Ask no questions, or you're gonna find out that this old man, he ain't what it seems. Visit to his house and guarantee bad dreams. He gets that lonely when his life gets hard. Spends his nights in the old graveyard and digging up bones, little that it do. His work's just beginning once you dig it through. You're gonna go walk through this park tonight. You better get ready for a hell of a fight. We'll be right back. up his mama, so his neighbor said. He kept her in the closet long after she's dead. Now old man Eddie's gone out on the prowl. Stuff that he brings on the stench is mighty foul. Ain't no use in asking, I know where he's been. Making him a suit out of human skin and digging up bones and all that and do. His work's just beginning once he digging through. He's gonna go walking through this bar tonight. You better get ready for a hell of a fry.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking radio show...
He's got to get out the douche bottle and clean out the crud out of his pussy.
Well, he didn't even finish his story.
Well, that's it. What I ought to do is I ought to just fucking blast you out of here and stand up for the little fucker.
Oh, he doesn't slam you with a bunch of gay shit constantly. Come on. I just threw in a little snoring.
You know what, you motherfucker? You know, I tried to bring some fucking personality into this fucking show. You know, something that nobody else fucking tries to do most of the fucking time. Once in a while, I get something from Kelly. Once in a while, I get something from fucking Lurg. Sometimes from Penn and Indy. But you, you motherfucker, I'm trying to set up fucking something here. And all you want to fucking do is do that shit. Fuck you.
I got a 20-hour job. I can't. Fucking stop. I'm trying to do a fucking...
Fuck you and your fucking 20-hour... Drive fucking 24. I don't give a flying fuck, you cocksucker. I'm trying to make something here, you son of a bitch. If you don't want to be fucking part of it, then don't ask me fucking called in. I enjoy you hanging on the fucking podcast, man. If you want something fucking worthwhile on here, I'm trying to fucking set something up. This fucking bullshit.
You punk!
Go ahead and say it. Interview over.
No, I'm not going to say fucking interview over because there's more fucking show to do. There's good fucking content here if the fucker would have let me go. But fuck no!
That rant is coming through crystal clear. Sweet.
Let's go.
I'm serious, man. Go to the doctor and get next time you go.
Ah, fuck that.
Just it's just a pinprick to have your. They might ask you to fast.
And then he's gonna tell me that I fucking. Well, first off, that's it. You can't fucking eat or drink beforehand, so fuck them. And then second of all, next thing I know, he's going to be fucking telling me what I can and can't fucking eat. And then when my old lady gets a hold of that, I'm screwed. And be what that fucking guy that's sitting down. Everybody else has got a good fucking full plate of food, and I got a piece of lettuce and a hunk of cauliflower.
Welcome back to Repetitive Trauma Radio. What you're hearing Pin go off on is apparently he has a little dizzy spell, and we're telling him to go to the doctor, but... He's got a phobia of a doctor sticking a finger up his ass and hates the old lady.
Don't hate my old lady, but she'd take a hold of that fucking doctor's information and count it as gospel. It's bullshit. Man's got to fucking be able to enjoy the what little bit of life he's got.
It kills me. This is coming from a Canadian who has a socialist health care where when he goes to the doctor, how much do you have to fucking spit out of your pocket?
I don't give a fuck, pay for it or not. The guys, I'm not going in and opening the door for the guy to tell me what I can and can't fucking do with my life. It's bullshit. Like my dad now, they're limiting everything he eats. You know, he can't eat fucking sugar and he can't fucking eat this and that. And he's got to watch his blood pressure. Fuck that. Enjoy yourself.
It's only suggestions. You don't have to fucking follow them.
Yeah. It's not like a
it's only a suggestion until your old lady hears wind of it, and then she starts fucking telling you, all right, you can't eat that, or you're not supposed to eat that. Shut the fuck up.
Who wears the pants? Don't have
that, yeah, and you don't have that big of a strong pimp.
No. No, it's just more of dealing with the fucking grief of hearing it all the time, that's all.
Smash your fucking teeth down her grape once.
You do know my old lady's a wop, right?
So you have to always be watching your back after you smash her once, right?
Yeah.
And if you see two guys in business suits walking up to the door, run out the back door.
Yeah, with smiles on their face and their hand in their fucking suit pocket.
It's no thing but a chicken wing.
Yeah.
It seems to me you're not scared to die naturally, but you're scared to die by getting shot or hung or stabbed.
Well, that's it, Ed, because... You know, I got no fucking control over that. If I'm going to die naturally, it'll be because I fucking did it.
Natural causes if you smash your, you know, teeth down or grape.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a natural result, right?
Yeah. I'd almost rather go out that way than having a fucking swollen prostate explode on me or something.
Whatever.
Or just go out with a fucking appendicitis. Why don't they just remove that little fucker right away?
Yeah, as soon as you're born, just cut you open, pull the shit out that's going to cause you problems later.
Huh? You gotta love Raid.
What?
I said you gotta love Raid.
Oh, you're chasing that hornet around?
Yeah.
Or she's huffing.
Shit.
Spray them on some bitch weed, you get high for a week.
Oh, hell no, we got the cool. Never mind.
Somebody scored.
Yeah. Jeez, let's see if that little fucker dead yet. Watch it probably come out and sting me. Thank God I'm not, like, allergic. Just I haven't been stung in forever.
Watch your dog with that shit, too. Eh? It's not good for him.
So, Pin, if the old lady finds out about all this, you think she's going to withhold her new sex toy from you?
No. No, I don't think she'll do that. That was...
Is it for her or for you?
She bought it for me. So, I mean, it's a fucked up thing. It's a, I forget what the hell it's called now.
Piss. Plug?
No, I guess it's a similar kind of gimmick to like a fleshlight or whatever, right?
Pocket puss?
No, it's this tube, but it's that jelly shit. Like it's really, really pliable. It's basically like a condom, but it's, you know, a condom that's about 50 or 100 of them thick, but it's that really soft, I don't know even what the material is, silicone, and you fucking stick.
You're not even married yet and she's telling you to go fuck yourself?
Sorry, I'm sorry. Midget, you get one bark in there. Ooh, midget one, pin none.
Nice. So, this thing's for hand jobs.
What, she's afraid to touch your packer?
Well, no, that's the whole fucking problem with it. I mean, you stick your dick in the center of this thing. You got to lube it up first. And then it's got, like, on the outside of it, two or three finger holes on either side. So you can actually grip the, like, she can put her hand around it and stick her fingers through it. And then her hand doesn't slide off of this tube, whatever. And you use it like that. It's all ribbed on the inside. And, I mean, it was fun for about the first 3 minutes, but... After that, I was like, well, fuck, this is getting kind of old, you know? And so, my old lady gives a great hand job to begin with, so I was like, fuck, give her that.
Hand job? You need to fucking tell her to do it right. Stick her lips around that thing.
Oh, no, she gives a great blow job, too, you know? But
I don't think...
Who wants just one or the other? I mean, you got to combine all of it, right?
I think you're just wasting your money on stupid gimmicks.
Well, that's what I'm saying is it was after like 3 minutes it was old. I said, fuck that, get it out of here, you're much better than a piece of plastic. So, and that was the end of it.
And she left it in your bedroom with a little note: I'll be back in 2 weeks. Huh?
Yeah No, she held on to it.
That's just nasty, dude. Some things I really don't need to know about.
You asked.
That's Midget saying that, mind you.
You're the one that posted it.
Yeah.
So well, cool. I asked.
Yeah, we had talked about it, a couple of shows ago or something. I don't know if we even talked about it on the show or just amongst ourselves, but.
It was the guessing of what it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just glad it wasn't a fucking butt plug like Midget predicted.
I still say that'd be a classic.
Yeah.
It's dildo that you test your prostate with. I hope she goes and does buy that. I can probably hear you scream clear down here.
Yeah, fucking hell. You'd be hearing something. I'd be running out and stealing a fucking plane flying south.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but you ain't in the right area, man.
They got flight schools all over the place here.
Yeah, but that one that was stolen landed in Missouri, force landed in Missouri, come out of, up by Miller country.
Yeah, well, you'll just hear about me on the news landing in fucking New Orleans or something.
That's a pretty big fucking jet that's going to have to land in New Orleans.
Yeah. I'll end up fucking
Cessna's only going to get you about 7 hours.
All right, so I make it to Lurch anyways, get down into Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, that means you probably have to go somewhere near New York, right?
Yeah, well, Lurch is pretty much straight south of me, for the most part. I think he's only about a 5 or 6 hour drive from me, something like that.
Yeah, I can see the news now. Stupid ass Canuck, here's the tits, gets shot down by two naval officers.
Well, at least I wouldn't have to worry about the doctor telling me what to eat.
Oh, dear Lord.
Go out with more dignity. Get yourself whacked.
Yeah. Be another in the long list of fucking mob killings.
All we need to do is smash her in the grape, then go get a shave, and just let him do it that way. At least you're going out with a smile on your face.
Yeah. Yeah. I just turned down a job because it was a fucking front for Lord knows what. I knew what was going on the second I walked in because the first thing he asked me is, have you been inside? And he didn't ask, do you have a criminal record or anything like that. His actual words were, have you been inside?
Maybe he just wanted you to see the inside of his office.
No, that's not what he meant. I said, not for years. And he said, good, because I just got out 2 days ago. And if you have, I got to turn around and walk away.
Now, felons?
That's it. Part of his conditions, I guess. So,
jeez.
Gone are the days of me wanting to be associated with anybody that makes me look over my shoulder. I do a good enough job of that on my own.
What are you fucking up to up there? Jesus, tits.
Yeah, no, this was a family connection, so I knew damn well what was going on. So, but that's the problem when you get into a front business like that, especially when you're a driver. I'm the first guy to go. You know, they got a front, they got legal loads running down the road, and well, it's time for something to fall off the truck. Well, I'm the guy driving the truck. They're not about to tell me what's going on with the whole deal. Next thing you know, I'm getting a lead pipe upside the head and waking up with the fucking truck and the load gone. You know, driver's expendable.
with the insurance money coming on the backside.
Right. So I don't feel like putting myself up for that kind of shit. So
learn how to run numbers. That'll protect you. That way when the load needs to be coming up short, you're not the one getting cracked in the back of the skull.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, what's that dude's name? Reginald Dennehy, wasn't it?
I don't know.
During the Rodney King gimmick.
Yeah.
Where they pulled him out of the truck and bashed his face in with a brick.
Don't know. Never heard about it.
You're kidding.
No, I haven't. I know who Rodney King is. That's the extent of it.
When they were all riding in L.A., for some reason, this truck driver decided he wanted to stop and not run over three people who had bricks in their hands. Right?
Right.
So he stops. What do you think happens next?
Well, from the sounds of it, they pulled him out of the truck and smashed him in the face with a fucking brick.
Exactly.
They fucked him up way. Ooh, that was like a beat down and a half they gave him, man.
You know, he was listening to some type of radio. He knew there were some riots going on. He knew what who was riding, and he knew what color he was. Why stop?
No shit.
That's what call dumbass.
You don't have to be Notre Dame to predict that future right there.
Shit.
It'd be like walking down Compton saying, I hate fried chicken.
God. Lord, mercy.
Watermelon. I like how they like to eat watermelon, but we like to get drunk with watermelon.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome, man. It's court. You just put that little round little core thing out, empty it out, and put the bottle of moonshine upside down in it. It's fun. Watching watermelon actually catch on fire. Hey, what'd you do, motherfucker?
We used to just get a big bucket and throw the fruit into it, let it marinate.
Yeah, I've done that too. We actually called that swamp juice. All the fruit stuff mixed in it.
Trash parties, man.
Yep, big old trash can and throw the fruit in there.
Then whatever, if you wanted to show up, you had to bring a bottle of whatever and you dump it in the trash barrel. I was the asshole that brought the Everclear. You gonna drink out of a trash can? No, I think I'll have a beer. Thank you anyway. Yeah. That's how I roll. I'm sorry we never got back on track with your MS, Kelly.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, it's just a bunch of stats and stuff, so it's kind of boring. I mean, there's one. If anybody's got MS or knows somebody has MS, basically just go to, you be sure to register with your National MS Society and visit your local chapter and see what programs are available in your area. And if the program's not available that you would like to see, then request it. Because now's the time because that's when we're doing the planning.
Or if you understand diabetes better than the other two of us, go ahead and email Penn. Tell him what's up.
I don't have fucking diabetes.
No, he hasn't been diagnosed yet. We're just wanting to make sure we care for his well-being.
That's why he don't want to go get diagnosed.
What?
They're going to tell him to quit drinking. They're going to tell him quit smoking.
Yeah, exactly.
Skating. Stay off the ice.
Fucking bastards. They're just out to ruin my fucking life. To hell with them.
They're trying to help you, dude.
They're not. They're just trying to fucking get a kickback from the government.
They're getting a kickback from the government either way, ain't they?
Well, not if they don't treat me. They get paid by what they do.
They're probably salaried. It don't matter to them either way.
I guess so, maybe. Whatever. I don't know.
Shit. I probably just didn't get enough sleep. This bitch about Canadian healthcare is just, that is just so fucking funny to me.
I'm not bitching about the healthcare. I'm bitching about what they're going to tell me if I go.
Well, yeah.
Well, like I said, you don't have to follow it.
Well, that's it, but then...
Would they kick you out of the doctor's office up there, or is it mandatory you have to take a six-pack in there?
No, I've never... Well, yeah, they kick you out of there. You get a little too unruly or something, you know.
Sir, put your 2-4 down and please walk yourself out.
Well, no, they got wheelchairs and shit in there. Whatever.
Drunken Canadian wheelchair races. I got to be in a hospital to watch that.
That's
take your iPhone down there. Just get a couple people liquored up down, and just have them race wheelchairs, drunken style, Canadian style. Like the prize be the hockey stick at the end of the room, end of the hallway or something.
Okay. That'd get them fired up.
Oh, from the ceiling tile, just have a puck drop. You know, that would get them fired up.
Only in the winter time. Oh, that's most of the time anyway. Most of the year. I mean, it's winter time.
That's it. They got road hockey and everything else, so we might as well have fucking hallway hockey. I've played that before.
It ain't really going to be hockey. They're just chasing one common goal. Drunk off their ass. That'd be nothing new for them.
Oh, yeah. Do Canadians do anything when they're not drunk off their ass?
God, I hope not.
The only thing Canadians do when they're not drunk off their ass is go on a beer run.
I still find that hard to believe, too.
Well, you got to get away to get drunk off your ass.
No, I'm assuming that you're probably doing drunk on your ass sometimes, too.
Well, yeah, of course. We're not all smart enough to plan ahead, buy enough that we don't have to leave the house.
Stupid blue laws.
Fucking hell.
They're about ready to, they're talking about lifting the one around here for the Sunday sales to where they're only allowed to sell like beer and malt beverages. They're not allowed any wine or liquor. They're actually talking about lifting it and allowing it to be sold on Sunday.
That is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever fucking heard.
What, them mm-hmm. lifting it or the law itself?
The law itself.
Oh, yeah. It's a religious rite that got that one put in. It's a holy day. Yeah.
Then they shouldn't be able to have church because do they not drink wine at church?
Only Catholics.
Nonetheless, who do you think the ones that passed the fucking laws? Or, you know, lobbied to get the laws passed?
Shit. And it's hard to tell.
Go pick up some Boone's farm and just say, hey, don't fuck with me. It's Christ's blood here.
Boone's Farm is good. I can't doubt that. Man, that shit is tasty.
You're listening to Put Under Trauma Radio. We'll be back after this.
Popcorn you're eating has been pissed in. Film at 11.
He's speaking of shit.
Repetitive.
Trauma Radio.
Man, that's a show that you really need to get into.
I'd rather listen to John Tesh's shit than that.
RT Radio.
RT Radio.
RT Radio.
Podomatic.com.
This isn't a fucking granola eating kumbaya fest.
Traumatizing the world.
I was trying to shove the microphone up my ass.
Why aren't you going
to
be sick?
One download at a time.
It's not going to be like a, you know, one of the time release deals.
RTRadio.podomatic.com.
So easy to say that. Oh, I was on the internet.
What stupid thing are you going to utter now?
Haven't you ever been with a fat chick and realized, hey, this would be so much easier with a pile of jack?
Holy Christ, I think I'm in over my head here.
MySpace.com. RT Radio Show.
Tell your friends to download this show.
RTRadio.podomatic.com.
Fuck that. After I make my million, I forget who the fuck you people are.
I can do nothing but shake my head at this point.
Who calls at somebody's house at 2:30 in the morning?
You want to do blow off my ass?
Oh, wow.
I have a dream.
RTRadio.podomatic.com.
Take a look and you will plainly see that life ain't all that it's cracked up to be. Sometimes I wonder how I'm still alive, but I do what it takes for me to survive. I got evil thoughts inside, there ain't no doubt, and I know they'll never let me out. In these hallways of the always, that's where I pay my dues. And that's the cost of living hard, and that's the path I choose. And my mama used to tell me just what I could have been, but here I am locked in this room again. folks that won't be dead. Cause I got nothing but demons inside my head. And another day and it's all still the same. I got evil thoughts running through my brain. In these hallways of the always, that's where I pay my dues. And that's the cost of living hard, and that's the path I choose. And my mama used to tell me just what I could have been. But here I am locked in this room again.
Terrific smoke break. Unfortunately, Miller ain't here to give the announcement. It's news time, people. Shouldn't shock you. Do it every now and then. Just a glee. Okay, maybe you're picking on the guy that posted this for me, but I've never seen this before. Apple shaken by iPhone baby game?
It was a game based on shaking baby, basically shake the baby or something until that. I don't know. It ended up going through the circuits and it got approved and it was posted to the App Store. Then it was removed. Okay, duh. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it was actually pushed through and approved. Do you realize how many fucking games these people have to go through?
I mean, what's the fucking difference anyways? Why all this hullabaloo about it being approved? Who gives a fuck? I mean, it's a game.
There's sensitivity, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's like,
sensitivity. This whole fucking political correct bullshit is just getting way too far out of hand. I mean, so you got a fucking phone in your hand. It's got a picture of a fucking baby. And if you shake the phone, little red X's go over the baby's eyes. How the fuck is that so horrible?
I think he's fucking awesome, man.
I mean, you look at the App Store with Apple and stuff. They launched this thing not even like 8 months ago, I believe it was, and they've already hit 1 billion downloads. I mean, 1 billion. That just shows that App Store is just so famous, and it's I don't know. Never mind. Yeah. I'm end up getting pissed off.
Well, they have iBeer, which turns the screen into a virtual pint of beer.
I had that. I actually had that one.
All of those fucking gimmicks just seem absolutely gay to me. I don't know.
The
I don't
one
understand.
Really cool one, and I mean, I fucking used it. I've got one that's turns my iPhone into, or iPod Touch, either one, turns it into an inclometer. And I dialed in. I got pissed off at the DirecTV guy because it was trying to dial in one of the satellites that was trying to pick up ESPN2. And I was getting ticked off, so I just went into my settings and saw where it's supposed to be directed at and which pod thingy it is. And I went right out there with my iPhone and my inclometer and fucking dialed in my own satellite. So I'm like, yeah, and that was an app that was free.
Well, see, that's all right when something's got a practical use like that. But all of these fucking retarded things, I just, I don't know. Like, okay, so your phone, it looks like the screen makes it look like a pint of beer. Yippee. The fuck does that do for you?
All my phone needs to do is make calls, have a calculator, and a calendar.
Exactly.
Have you never played, it's on like Yahoo Games and the AOL's gaming site, I think it's on it.
Oh, they must be allergic to this kind of talk.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah. That's the reason we'll never let you come on the Gamer Geeks is because you're just not gamer educated.
Talk on the talk.
Why didn't you use the other one that I gave you?
Yeah, I don't remember where I put it. I don't even remember what it said.
And he's not a stoner. Wow.
Well, I didn't get it put up on my fucking button bar right away, so now it's stored somewhere in that fucking computer, and Lord knows where it is. My logic as to where I place things differs every single day, so nothing's organized.
I worked hard on that one.
You still got it?
I'd have to find it, too.
Yeah, see?
See?
Not the only one. Yeah.
It's time for you to piss off, redhead!
There it is.
Yeah. My hair's not red anymore.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, let's move on.
Associated Press. Man, 84 fights off carjackers with a kick to the nuts.
Nice.
Of course, Associated Press ain't going to say that, so... Tacoma, Washington, 84-year-old man has a black eye, but he still has his car after fighting off two would-be carjackers. Ted said he was stopped Wednesday night to help two men with a disabled car when one punched him in the face and demanded his keys. Ted kicked the man in the nuts and the other one in the belly. The two men fled as a passerby stopped by to help. Police later arrested suspects for investigation of assault. Of course, the dude's 85. He goes, I'll think twice about stopping and helping somebody on the street again, huh?
Yeah, no shit. Good on the old bastard.
I always love it when the old timers kick them fucking young punks' asses.
For sure. It's awesome.
You okay there?
Things are going a little rough for you over there.
Oh, yeah. How's indigestion.
It? How's it taste?
Indigestion?
No, that last fucking burp, it sounded a little chunky.
Oh, I don't even know what all came up with that. Probably some bacon, some eggs.
Well, then.
Some PBL. Heart attack, you know.
You get any on you?
I've already had one fucking heart attack. Ain't worried about another one. Reuters, Facebook surfing while sick costs woman her job. Good, you dumb cunt.
While sick?
Yep.
She was, okay, we carry on. I want to know how the fuck that happens.
Yeah, I'm curious.
A Swiss insurance woman lost her job after surfing Facebook while off sick, her employer said Friday. The woman said she could not work in front of a computer as she needed to lie in the dark, but was then seen to be active on Facebook.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then.
This is abuse of trust rather than activity on Facebook. Well, is it trust on both ends?
How do you mean?
Wouldn't you trust that your employer wouldn't be checking your fucking Facebook?
You'd assume so, but fuck that. If I'm an employer and I've got the means to do something like that, I'm doing it. Fucking hey,
surfing it on her iPhone. Does it really matter if it's your iPhone or your computer? Virtually the same thing, right?
Yeah, no. There's no excuse. That's it. It's good. She should have lost her fucking job. Especially when the reason... Her whole story was, I can't be in front of a computer. So, you know, if she was just not, no, doesn't matter what job it was, if she just called in sick, listen, I'm not coming in today, and then was on the computer, well, fuck, she can't, shouldn't lose her job for that. She's at home. So she got up for 10 minutes and was sitting on the computer. You can do that when you're sick. But her whole, with her whole gimmick being, I can't be in front of a computer, fuck that.
Now, by trade, there's times your eyes will get flash burnt.
Yeah.
Where you can't stand any light. You just sit in a pitch black room.
Yep. Yeah. My ex-old lady's got welder's flash a couple of times. And it was fucking horrible. Like, it's exactly like you say. She had to have one of those things over her eyes constantly. Like, she couldn't stand any amount of light whatsoever.
She no TV, it, no nothing.
Yeah.
You just sit there. Pure blindness is actually what you have to sit in just so your eyes get a chance to heal. That I could understand, but you, guarantee you ain't getting on your iPhone because you don't even look at your cell phone. It just hurts to see any sort of light.
Yeah. Yeah, it, just the slightest bit, and she would say it felt like she had fucking sandpaper grating across her eyeballs.
Oh, it truly does hurt. The thunder rolls.
Sounds to me like she didn't have welder's flash, though.
Yeah, not working for an insurance company. Sometimes I wonder where you come up with these articles.
No, oh, which one? Which one is that?
Boy stabs himself in head while playing serial killer. The police of Russia's Rostov region. You like that? Threw a little Russian in there. Are investigating the death of a 7-year-old boy who died while playing serial killer with other children. The child died of the self-inflicted stab wound as he was chasing his friends. Now,
Where are the parents with that, though? I mean, honestly.
It's Russia. They're drunk on vodka, and so are the kids.
I mean, if he ends up getting, like, stabbed, he dies because he's playing serial killer with a knife and he stabs himself. I mean, okay, there, you just saved one retard from being on the world.
No doubt. That's called thinning the herd. Natural selection.
Oh. The child ran away from the boy in the other room, shut the door behind them, and at the moment when the boy is running after them, holding the knife in his hand, as soon as the child shut the door, they heard the boy cry, and the kids opened the door and saw that the serial killer had stabbed himself in the head.
In the head yet?
How did you do that? I mean, how do you accidentally stab yourself in the head? I mean,
I guess, well, maybe he was.
Hey, didn't your parents ever tell you don't run with scissors when you were younger?
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
Do you not watch, you know, Christmas Story? Oh, you'll shoot your eye out. Yeah.
Fucking hell. So he probably had the knife up by his head, pretending to be, what's his name there, from Norman Bates from the shower scene. That.
Oh, the overhead slash.
Yeah. And they slammed the door, and he just fucking slammed right into it.
If he was a good serial killer, he'd have busted through that motherfucker and yelled, "Here's Johnny."
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to fucking read this one. Just because you're a racist bastard, and I think that's the only reason you put this up here.
Uh-oh. Probably. Oh, is it the coons hunting the coons?
Yeah. We won't even go there.
Detroit. It's still a news story. It made the news, the Detroit news. Got a picture of a fellow that looks like...
yeah, it's black guys shooting raccoons, man.
Yeah,
or throwing spears at him.
You see the picture of it? The guy looks like Lead Belly. Oh Lord, epic belly cotton.
Oh Lord, he's not cross-eyed. He's outward-eyed, ain't he?
Yeah, they go the opposite way. They don't go in. They go out.
Is that a stolen car he has underneath that
the tarp?
Yeah, you always lead me into this. We're not going there anymore. No.
You don't want to at least read the story and see, and so the people aren't taking our most recent conversation here out of context.
You read it.
All right. Where's the?
Don't throw in your little Canadianisms, spear chucker, or anything like that.
Spear chucker comes from you. That's old school. Last time I heard anyone say spear chucker, it was you.
Moon crickets.
So. To the urban hunter, the next meal is scampering by. A Detroit retiree, 69 years old, supplements his income by living off the land. When selecting the best raccoon carcass for the special holiday roast, both the connoisseur and the curious should remember this simple guideline. Look for the paw.
There's one question I need to know, and it hasn't been brought up yet.
All right. The paw is old school, says Glemmy Dean Beasley. A Detroit raccoon hunter and meat salesman. It lets the customers know it's not a cat or a dog. Beasley, a 69-year-old retired truck driver who modestly refers to himself as the coon man. supplements social security check with the sale of raccoon carcasses that go for as much as $12 and can serve up to four. The pelts, too, are good for coats and hats and fetch up to $10 a hide. While economic times are tough across Michigan as its people slog through a difficult and protracted deindustrialization, Beasley remains upbeat. Where one man sees a vacant lot, Beasley sees a buffet. Starvation is cheap, he says, as he prepares an afternoon lunch of barbecue coon and red pop at his West Side home. His little Cape Cod is an urban Appalachia of coon dogs and funny smells. The interior paint has the faded sepia tones of an old man's teeth. The wallpaper.
All right, this is just somebody just rambling on about a fucking story. Well, at least one answer, if you scroll down, at least he shoots the sons of bitches. He just don't find them off the street. Roadkill.
Yeah, it's not roadkill, right? He's actually, a licensed hunter and furrier. He says he hunts coons and rabbit and squirrel for a clientele who may hail mainly from the South, where the wild critters...
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with this asshole. He believes coon meat tastes something like mutton or pork, but to the uneducated palate, that's the aroma and texture of a possum. No, it don't. Coon is fucking nasty. Coon is kind of greasy.
I've never tried.
See, I've never eaten coon before.
No.
Well, I guess I did one for a while. I ate her out.
Fucking ass, Lord. Midget, I'm surprised he didn't even catch that.
I did. I don't let him try to bring me into that.
Yeah, because your mind is just shooting entirely straight at all times.
My mind is easy to let wander. If I stay focused and don't let you take me down the bad road, then I ain't, you know, Yosemite Sam with the six-gun shooter of racial slurs, right?
Right.
But if I follow the right path, we're a little better off, huh?
Well, that's it.
Sure, whatever makes you sleep better at night, sure.
I am educated, believe it or not.
Yay, Nebraskan public schools! Woohoo!
I told you I quit making fun of West Virginia, right?
Right? Hey, I bet you we required more credits to graduate from high school than your school did.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean...
We actually had to wear shoes to our school, unlike you guys.
Yeah, we wore shoes. Actually, our high school parking lot looked like a fucking...
I was going somewhere with something.
Yeah, screw you, mister. You probably only...
I was saying I'm educated in the one sense that I do know this, where a lot of people do not know this. It's just words, people. I would love just to say anything that comes to my mind... But for some reason, people find some things offensive. You know what I find offensive? This is the fact that people find what I say offensive. That's all I was getting at. That education is higher than anything you'll learn in school. Because that shows that you were given the chance to learn and had open freedom of thought.
What is it?
Yeah, he's getting like Fred Norris on the button bar.
What, you don't agree with my assessment on that? Only simple-minded people find shit offensive.
Yay!
Because they were, in a way, they were oppressed by their parents, you know? Like, oh, you can't say faggot. It might offend somebody. Well, their parents are oppressing them. Granted, it might be for the same, might be for a good reason, because some of the fags do get offended by that.
Some of the fags?
God! Damn!
It's just words. Alternative lifestyle, correct?
Okay, so you want to get onto this topic. You want to say that words... shouldn't hurt. They're just words. They're not going to hurt.
Midget Mark, poster boy for freedom of speech.
Yeah. Does he want me to spew out the story of the two children this past month who have killed themselves because they were being bullied so bad at school? Yeah, there you go. The Fred Norris knockoff there.
Thank you, Pam.
Words do hurt. Okay, that's the whole thing we're getting at, and the whole thing that
only simpletons allow words to hurt.
No, when it's people that are sensitive emotionally versus people that are just assholes. They're just born asshole dickheads, basically, in my opinion. But
hey, Pam, what's going to hurt worse? Me coming up, crushing you in the back of the head with a fucking baseball bat, or calling you a fucking commie pinko cock sucking canuck?
I'll definitely take the name calling.
Yeah. What about daily from the time when you started school at like age 5? Then you just repeatedly have this group of kids that have just made it their mission in life. Stop the fucking thing right now. they've made it their mission in life to make your life miserable because
it's called
a little bit
it's
different.
Called high school, it's called elementary school. Everybody goes through it. It's like Penn said earlier, the strong will survive.
Mm-hmm.
And it the people that were picked on that young, if they're the ones that survive in the popular people, let them look 20 years down the road. Who usually is more successful? It's the person that was picked on.
I don't know about that. I was picked on incessantly, constantly, nonstop when I was in school, and I ain't nowhere near being fucking successful. But yeah. I survived. I mean, it's bullshit. They were raising a fucking world of pussy.
Well, your problem is your parents didn't love you. That's why.
Well, that's it, you know. They didn't want me in the first place, but they kind of got bamboozled into keeping me.
See, that was kind of a low blow hurt, but... You'll continue on with it. You'll just find a new way to bring it back at me, right?
Exactly. What the fuck's the point? Like I say, we're raising a world of pussies. This business of fucking, like, in the schools, you know, oh, bullying is a crime and it's so horrible. We're giving them, you know, hotlines that they can phone if they're being bullied in school. It's fucking bullshit.
We're wanting to stop the cycle of hate speech.
Oh,
I mean, it's an educated cycle. It is until, you know, one person stands up and says, I'm not going to take it anymore.
It's all a bunch of tree-hugging hippie crap.
How about acceptance?
Acceptance? What? So now you're wanting acceptance.
The acceptance to the fact that these are just words. They're not punching you in the fucking throat with a fist. Let strong be stronger.
Exactly. It doesn't kill you. It only makes you stronger. Quit your fucking whining and kick somebody in the fucking balls.
Crush them over the back of the head with a 2x4.
Yeah.
AKA one of people we know.
What the hell was that? Oh, Christ. A movie with Billy Bob Thornton fucking
Sling
talking
Blade.
To his kid. You're going to have to quit being a fucking pussy. And
not Sling Blade. It was the one where he just thrashes Halle Berry, right?
Monster's Ball.
Is that it? The one where he's talking to the little kid and the kid's getting picked on at
school. That's Anna.
And he says, you're going to have to quit being such a little fucking pussy and kick these kids in the balls or something.
That's bad sense.
That was the best move because he actually beats up 14-year-olds.
He was fucking...
Then he goes into a ring. Him, the black midget, and the kid all end up somehow either kicking each other in the nuts or punching each other in the nuts and they're rolling in the... Yeah.
Anyways.
This country is founded on freedom. If you don't like our freedom, I tell you what. You go over here to this country, which Kelly got me distracted, so I can't tell you what country it is right now because I can't read that goddamn fast. Afghanistan. All right. President Hamid Karzai has signed into law, the UN says legalizes rape and marriage and prevents women from leaving the house without permission.
It's kind of old.
It don't
was like
matter.
Last week or something, or week four, that actually
Who
happened.
Who cares? If you don't like what I'm saying, fuck you. You guys can move to them fucking... Actually, Kelly, most of this shit is old, but hey.
Yeah, see? You kind of keep up on that new stuff, yeah.
No.
Whatever. At least they've legalized rape. You just can't rape until you're married. That's all.
Yeah, the beauty of it. Dog poop biofuel to power Berlin buses. I still don't know how they actually get dog shit to turn into fuel. The only reason I pulled this up is because I bought something over this weekend. Have you seen these things? They're like dog shit septic things.
No.
I saw you talking about it there earlier in the week at some point, but
you had to dig this big old fucking hole. You put this gimmick in the hole. It's like a pyramid with the lid. Then you cover it back up, and the dog shits. You throw it in this thing. Then, like every other day, you put these enzymes in some water and you pour it over the dog shit and liquefies the dog shit.
Why the fuck would you bother going to all that fucking work when you can just fling it across the road onto the neighbor's yard?
My neighbors are getting sick of that. They just fling it back at me.
They wait till you.
I try to do it at night so I don't hit them. They do it during the day so they try to hit me. I don't understand it. At least I'm being nice about it, right?
Well, that's it. You know, you're. being considerate. I mean, what the fuck?
I'm looking out for these people. They don't understand.
Maybe I should put some dog shit on my fucking neighbor's dandelions before I get dandelions in my yard. Cunt.
That's the one that I was telling you looks good afar, but far from good looking when she's up close to you. Mm-hmm. She looks like that, the movie The Mask, Rocky.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Reuters, broad deflex bullet aimed at woman. A 57-year-old Detroit woman avoided serious injury when the underwire of her bra deflected a bullet shot at her from next door, police said. She's 57. Doesn't really matter. Her best years are up. The woman who lives in the west side of Detroit, well, once again, Detroit, though, there's, what, shootings every fucking 30 seconds? Saw a group of men breaking into the neighbor's house on Tuesday morning when the men spotted her. One of them fired a shot at her. And the bullet struck the underwire of the woman's bra and saved her from more serious injuries. It did slow the bullet down, said Detroit police spokesman Philip Cook. She sustained injuries, but they were not life-threatening. Just deflated a boob.
Just trying to get the picture of a deflated tit out of my head.
Just think Nancy Reagan. Where's Kelly? Is she all pissed off at us?
Could be.
I bet she hung up.
Huh? She's still on. I don't know where she went.
I'm just wondering when he's going to shut the fuck up and end this show. I mean, shit.
Words must have hurt her, so I don't know.
We'll your do stupidity one. Is hurting me, literally.
How am I the stupid one? Seriously.
Oh, God.
Penn's the one giving Jerry Lewis money for the MS Society, right?
Oh, now you're going to bring that back up again.
Yeah, this ass, that look at, ass look at this, didn't look even at, fucking donate anything to my MS walk this
look
year.
At, look at this fucking...
Why should I... All right,
see,
Kelly.
You've never donated, so see, you're not at risk. You know, this one said, no, don't got money this year, can't.
Well, why should I? No. Why should I donate to your West Virginia chapter, which would help you? But if I'm willing to donate so much, why wouldn't I donate in my area?
Then donate in your area. I'm all for it, but
donate
I know you
my focus. Area. I don't have to brag about me donating money. To me, anybody that brags about donating money is an ass clown. Just do it. Do it. Don't look for the approval of doing it from other people. Just do it. Right?
The main reason a lot of people donate to my walk is because right. they know that the money that they put forth, I actually see the benefit from. And they're
and
my
we talk
friends.
About your stuff to help get that too. But I got people in my area too that have MS. I'm not a rich person. I can't go out and give everybody money. It helps more to one place if you give $100 to one place than $50 to two places. That's all I'm saying.
Depends on, well, I can give you the brass tacks of that, but I mean, that's really, it depends on your chapter, the organizational chain that's in your chapter.
There is no winning with you, is there?
Well, I mean, I'm more in with the National MS Society. I know straight up, if you give your money to certain chapters that you're not going to see a lot of the programs because they just don't have the programs to benefit to people with
it. And the next time the old people are out with the Tootsie Rolls or the Poppies, you want to buy one for a buck, sir? I'll say, no, I got to send my money to West Virginia.
No, you'll buy that because you got sweet tooth.
I don't remember last time I ate a candy bar, but nonetheless.
Yeah, that midget's apparently shot off the nuts.
Shot off the nuts? What do you mean?
Shot off them. Took a break from eating the nuts, huh?
A Tootsie Roll has no nuts in them.
No, I see you more as a payday motherfucker, so.
I don't think I've ever ate a payday, to be honest with you.
Okay, it's in this.
You're wasting my time.
No shit.
Whatever.
You're not going to remind him about the contest or nothing else?
Why? So we can send all the money to West Virginia?
God.
Don't forget to get in on the first official Repetitive Trauma Radio listener contest.
And it's a good one. It's the Honky Tonk Hustlers.
Yeah.
They got Junior, Schlepp.
Schlepp. No, it's Stimp. Schlepp.
He looks like a Schlepp.
Oh, God.
Isn't he, what, T. Grady?
Grady, yeah. Grady Stemp and T. Junior. Yeah, they've been generous enough to put up a couple of prizes. All it takes is giving us a call or just an email. Like we said earlier, if you're overseas and you can't call our toll-free number, it's 877-697-8723 or 69RT Radio.
And if we get two good ones and T only picks the one he thinks, I'm sure we can figure out a way to send naked pictures of Penn's wife to you.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You're supposed to play along. Technically, she ain't your wife yet.
This is true.
You've been listening to Repetitive Trauma Radio.
Freight train with no brakes.
Why? For God's sake, why?
This has been Repetitive Trauma Radio.
Repetitive Trauma Radio, traumatizing the world one download at a time. Executive producer, host, defender of the Maple Leaf, and wannabe Fred Norris, Penn. Host, self-proclaimed superstar, diva and king shit, the asshole, formerly known as the midget, Wade Jordan. IT services, fan outreach, conflict resolution, and contributing voice of reason, Lurch. Senior editor, conspiracy theorists, and drunken shenanigans, courtesy of Miller. Keeping RT Radio from being a total sausage fest, our audio technician, political analyst, and resident hottie, Kelly. Visit the Repetitive Trauma Radio's websites located at rtradio.podomatic.com, repetitivetraumaradio.com, myspace.com/RT Radio Show. Email the staff at RTRadioshow@yahoo.com. Give us a call at 877-697-8723. That's 877-69-RT-Radio. Folks, that's it for this week. On behalf of the entire Repetitive Trauma Radio family, thanks so much for listening. This is Indy. See ya.